So Matt, obviously Ben Moss has been missing for some time now. What do we know about him so far?
We received a call yesterday lunchtime that from the dive vessel explaining that he had somebody, one of his divers was unaccounted for. Since that time, we've been conducting a large-scale search and rescue operation. We searched for over 8 hours yesterday using lifeboats from Dungeness, Dover and Walmer, along with rescue helicopters from Leon, Solent and Lydd. We also had a large number of Coast Guard rescue officers out on the ground yesterday conducting a search of the area. Since then, today, the search was suspended overnight. We re-evaluated the search this morning, and today we have more Coast Guard rescue team members and also the lifeboats from Walmer again out conducting a further search.
Do we know if Ben is an experienced diver or not?
Yeah, as far as we're aware, and all the information we have, is that this dive was completely within a normal dive for this group. So there's nothing that would suggest that it was beyond their normal capabilities.
What about the timing kind of scale of things for you guys? Because I know that you do obviously get concerned the longer it goes on that you can't find them.
We'd have to be honest now and say after over 24 hours this time of year in the water, the chances of finding anybody alive are incredibly slim. The sea conditions, the sea temperatures all have an effect on that. But after this length of time, unfortunately, we are looking at a situation where it's highly unlikely we're going to find anybody alive.
So how does today's search kind of differ?
Today's search is covering some of yesterday's again, recovering the same area. As time goes on, search areas expand, and we're just covering those areas today. It's still a focus search. It's targeted using the technical equipment that we have that predicts tide and drift.
A little bit about that software and obviously the equipment that you guys use, and what are you, how would like an investigation like this kind of be carried out?
We gather information from the other people involved in the incident. We gather information from the Met Office, from tidal data, from other ships in the area, and all that's fed into the computer system along with the well-known tidal drift patterns that we have. And it's all programmed. That enables us to get to produce search areas, and we can then decide which search assets, or which lifeboat, or which helicopter, or Coast Guard team we would use to then search that area.
What would you kind of say to anyone that might think they may have spotted something?
If anybody spots anything today, tomorrow, or into the future, we would urge them to contact the Coast Guard in the first instance. We can send the appropriate resources to go and do that investigation, to do that search. We would really urge people at this time not to come out onto the coast. It's the winter, the rocks are slippery, the footpaths are slippery in places. And the last thing I want to do is have to move one of my dedicated search teams away from searching for this missing diver to help somebody who's twisted their ankle or slipped and fallen and hurt themselves. So we appreciate people's offers of help. We for us at the moment, what we need is some space to operate safely with the equipment that we've got.